Morning, everyone. It's good to be here. I want to read a few verses out of Romans 1. I'm not going to share anything new here today, but this is something that I find in my life, something that I fall short in. And we'll get to that. I want to cut in probably on verse 18, Romans 1. And reading, there's about four of these verses that they're kind of a tongue twister. It's kind of hard to wrap my mind around it, so I'm going to try my best to explain in a nutshell what it's talking about. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." So what is that saying? It's saying that humankind is without excuse, because simply through creation, God reveals himself. The invisible things of God, it says, they're clearly seen just by looking at creation. So every human, deep in their heart, they know there's a God out there, whether they want to acknowledge it or not. So we are without excuse. And verse 21 is what I want to come to. It says, "Because that when they knew God," people know there is a God. It says, "they glorified him not as God." Another word for glorified is praised. They didn't praise him as God. "Neither were thankful." So here we see people have the knowledge of God. They know there's a God. And now we have a choice to make. It's either humble ourselves and acknowledge him and recognize that we are not the ones in power, but God has all things under his power. And to thank him for his love, that would be one way. To humble ourselves and recognize him and thank him and praise him. And the other way is, even though we know there's a God, we would just harden our hearts against him and refuse to thank him, refuse to glorify him. And we can look across the world and we can see different societies, or even here in America, that where they refuse to acknowledge God, and God allows them. Basically, they morally they go downhill, and it opens up a whole world of decay. And I was just, I was thinking what Aiden shared last night, it kind of goes with that. If we humble ourselves and recognize God and give Him the thanks and the praise that He deserves, He'll lift us up. But if we refuse to do that, He'll allow us to go downhill, and the end of it is death. So I got a whole bunch of verses here to read, and I wouldn't expect anybody to follow along because there's a lot of them. So what I want to look at is I have five questions. Why should we praise and thank God? The next one is, how should we praise and thank God? Praise and thanks are very closely related. A lot of times when you hear, find the word praise in the Bible, there's thanks is right with it. Praising and thanking, they're very closely related. And another one is, sorry, my printer was acting up this morning. Some of the words are really faint. It's why should we praise and thank God? How should we praise and thank God? When should we praise and thank God? And there was another one. Where should we praise and thank God? And then the last one is who? So I'm going to start going through these verses. Most of them come out of Psalms. But sometimes when I get discouraged or down, that's the last thing that pops in my head is to praise God. But that is the right thing to do. Because if we don't, I believe we'll go downhill even farther. Why should we praise and thank God? Psalm 107, verse 8. It says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. We praise Him for His goodness and all of His wonderful works. Psalm 33, verse 1, it says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. Praise Him, for praise is comely for the upright. Comely means proper or right. Praise is the right thing to do. Psalm 92:1 says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Psalm 147:1 says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Praise is proper. God deserves our praise. It is the right thing for us to do. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is He that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. We praise Him because we recognize that He is the one that made us and not ourselves. It takes humility. We praise him because he is good, because of his mercy and his truth. 1 Chronicles 29:10 through 13 says, "Wherewith David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee. Thou reignest over all. In thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name." We thank and praise him because it is through him that we get strength. Riches and honor come from him. If we have wealth, praise God for it. First Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. It says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." It is God's will that we thank and praise him. I don't have a lot of words of my own, but we came here to hear the word of God, not the word of Philip. So the next category is, how should we praise and thank God? Psalm 147, verse 7 says, "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises upon the harp unto our God." Psalm 150, 3 through 5 says, "Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon loud cymbals. Praise him upon high-sounding cymbals." There is a way to praise the Lord with instruments. So if we have an instrument, let's use it to bring honor and glory and praise to God. Psalm 9, verse 1, it says, "I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works." We need to praise God with our whole heart. Sometimes I feel that my heart is divided. I praise God, but at the same time, I look at what I can do. Sometimes I give myself some of the praise. Psalm 69, verse 30 says, "I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving." We praise him through singing. Psalm 28, verse 7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth. With my song, I will praise him." Philippians verse 4, 6 through 7 says, I think it might be 6 through 7, I don't, it might just be one verse. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." We praise him in everything. We thank him in everything, no matter what the circumstance is. I know that's for me, that's hard to understand. But no matter what the circumstance is, we still need to have a heart of praise. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Whatever we do, whatever we work or we play or say or whatever, just whatever, it needs to all be done in a way that brings glory to God. The next category is, when should we praise and thank God? Psalm 34, verse 1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." I don't find that all the time in my life. Maybe the rest of you do, but that verse pretty much sums up that whole category, but there's other verses I want to read yet. Psalm 42, verse 11 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." That gives a picture of even when we're down and discouraged, we still need to praise God because he is still God. And that is, for me anyway, that's the hardest time to have a heart of praise. I found it interesting that the sons of Levi, one of their duties was to lead people in worship. 1 Chronicles 23, verse 30 says that they were to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening. So every morning and evening, their job was to stand and glorify God. And I fall short in that. That's something that I wanna see changes in my life in that area, to be consistent every morning and evening to thank and praise God. Hebrews 13, verse 15, it says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." There gives another picture of continually, just all the time having the heart of thanks and praise to God for who he is and what he's done for us. And here it calls it the sacrifice. It's like we're offering this to God because we're obligated to do it because that's the least we can do. Psalm 71, verse 8 says, "Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day." All day long there should be. This gives a picture of praise coming out of our mouth. I mean, I know it's not practical that we can always be saying words of praise, but maybe more so have a heart that is praising God all day long. Psalm 113, verse 3 says, "From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised." That's kind of a commandment. Like, he deserves our praise throughout the whole day. Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being." Psalm 104, verse 33 says, "I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being." So there, that's a pretty obvious one. We praise the Lord while we have life. Because in Isaiah verse 38, or chapter 38, verse 18 through 19, it says, "For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee. As I do this day, the Father to the children shall make known thy truth." We don't wait until after we die to praise the Lord. It's too late. Now, I get it. If we're a Christian, there will definitely be praising in heaven. But if on this earth we refuse to acknowledge God and think, you know, maybe someday after I die I'll praise the Lord, that's not going to happen. The next category is, where should we praise and thank God? Psalm 149, verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints." We praise him as a group. Psalm 22, verse 22, "I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee." Psalm 40, verse 3, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." There it gives a picture of giving praise to God in the public, where people can see it. People can see you praising God, and it causes something to happen. They know something is different, and it causes them to put their trust in the Lord. Psalm 35, 18, "I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people." Psalm 57, 9, "I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations." That gives a picture of, no matter where in the world you are, we still praise the Lord. Psalm 148, verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the heights." No matter where we are or who's around us, should not affect whether we are praising the Lord or not. In the last category, I have who should praise and thank God. It's basically Psalm 148, verse 2. Through the end, it says, "Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all people. Princes and all judges of the earth. Both young men and maidens Old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150 verse 6 says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. That doesn't give much room for anything that we see to not praise the Lord. This gives the idea that even nature itself, the things that he created, brings him praise and glory. So just looking into this, it seems like a very simple thing of praising and thanking God, but it's also a very, I think is a very serious thing. Because if we know there is a God and we refuse to acknowledge him, he will give us over and allow us to go our way, and in the end will be death. So I was encouraged looking into this, and I hope that